There are some other diagnostic tools that can be helpful because classical sawtooth atrial flutter waves are not always present in the ECG, although one may be suspicious that the rhythm is atrial flutter with 2 to 1 AV conduction with a ventricular rate of 150 beats per minute. That may not be easily established from the electrocardiogram alone. In cases like that, there are several other interventions that are possible. The simplest is probably to perform some vagal maneuver, the typical one being applying carotid sinus pressure to increase AV block. By increasing AV block while recording the electrocardiogram, the atrial flutter waves become easily revealed during the periods when there is no ventricular activation. Other techniques to achieve the same thing include giving intravenous drugs that transiently increase AV conduction block, permitting long enough periods of atrial activation to be recorded without superimposition of ventricular complexes. Drugs typically used include adenosine, verapamil, diltiazem, or esmolol. Typically, the surgeon leaves pairs of atrial wires on the atria. These temporary epicardial wire electrodes can be used diagnostically to record the atrial electrogram. Recording the atrial electrogram clearly establishes the diagnosis of atrial flutter when one sees a very regular rapid rate in the rate range of 240 to 340 beats per minute, atrial flutter being hairline regular, and the beat-to-beat morphology being constant, one easily establishes the diagnosis. Another technique that can be used in patients that applies the same basic technique is the use of the electrode. A patient can swallow a pill or a very flexible catheter can be placed, usually through the nose into the esophagus. And since the esophagus is immediately posterior to the atria, one can place the electrode right behind the atria and the diagnosis can easily be made in that fashion as well.